Better Days Ahead, Part 6A, Fight the Good Fight of Faith, by Peter Amsterdam.
Testimonies help to encourage us in the Lord. We can feel alone at times when we struggle, but when we hear that a friend or colleague has also faced something similar and overcome or made it through the battle, that can help to bolster our faith and give us hope. Here is an excerpt from the previous post, Fight the Good Fight of Faith. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. We are soldiers of the cross. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith in the conflict with evil. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses." There are spiritual forces of evil, Satan, and his demons who oppose God and his children. They are in rebellion against God. They oppose our work of bringing the truth of salvation to the world and seek to pull us away from the Lord and his service. But God reigns over the entire created order, including the forces of evil, and Satan is a defeated foe. Regarding the spiritual warfare, one of my co-workers wrote the following to a friend of ours, which I think describes in part how we all might feel at times. He said, "I can feel your prayers. They have kept me going. They really have. Sometimes I'm shocked at what a wimp I can be. I'm praying for you as well. There is distance between us, but where we live isn't important because we're one in spirit. And we each play a part in the victories and therefore the battles too. Each of us gets hit in different ways, but the Lord's goal is the same, to prepare and strengthen us for what he needs us to be and to do. You are such a fighter. I know being a fighter doesn't mean that you don't get hit or knocked off your feet sometimes. I'm really experiencing that these days. It just means that we refuse to stay down. We keep coming back and landing another punch at the old boy, the devil. We don't always feel like getting back up, but it's who we are and who we have in us that overcomes the enemy's lies and helps us push forward no matter what. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
1 Peter 5, 8-10.
It's interesting to me that my co-worker wrote the above note to the woman I mentioned in part 2 in this series, who is a friend of ours, and who had developed a new habit that she calls her talk to Papa and Jesus time during her daily walks with her dog. This is when she talks to the Lord and the Father in prayer, as if they were right there with her. She said that anyone who sees her talking out loud and laughing with only her dog around might call her that crazy old lady, but in reality, she is a warrior in the spirit. Well, that's not all of her story. Later, I understood the significance of her saying she is a warrior in the spirit. She wrote again, saying, "I'm kind of at a low ebb now. I feel bored and sad. I guess it's just one of those seasons in my life. But I'm so grateful that I have Jesus and Papa constantly by my side. What a wonderful treasure. And I'm thankful that the Lord has continued to open doors for me to witness and minister to others. However, I have been under attack spiritually recently. I have felt nervous and a little anxious at times, and I've had some stressful sleepless nights worrying about the future and my loved ones. I have felt alone. I'm used to living alone, so either I'm more vulnerable right now as I've been sick for a couple of weeks, or maybe the Lord is testing me and the dark spiritual forces of the enemy are fighting me. But more than these feelings of despair, I've been attacked in my spiritual life in a way I've never experienced before. I have been enjoying wonderful times of communion with the Lord and Papa in my many quiet hours at home, and also on my long walks. But just a few days ago, I got attacked in my mind and thoughts. I was at home, praying, having my quiet time, reflecting on God's word, and feeling at peace, when all of a sudden, out of the blue, it was as if I heard an audible voice taunting me, saying, "You're crazy. All this talking with an unseen entity. You're just doing this to make yourself feel better. This means nothing. You're just quoting words to thin air. There's no one listening. This is a stupid waste of time. Just wait. You'll see." I have never experienced anything even remotely like that. It was terrible. I'm not a touchy-feely kind of person. I don't have dreams. I don't see visions. I can't imagine anything. When I close my eyes, I only see black. I don't hear the voice of the Lord speaking audibly, ever. So, to feel like I was actually hearing a voice mocking me and rebuking me and threatening that I'll see that the foundation of my faith is a lie was shocking, scary, and overwhelming. The tone of the voice was sarcastic and condescending. It was trying to make me feel like I was stupid. In fact, that I was crazy. This voice was attacking the thing that is the most important to me, my relationship with Jesus and Papa. I felt weak. I felt like I had lost my anchor. For a moment, I doubted. But then I snapped out of it, and I thought, "Hey, wait a minute." I realized that the devil, the one who goes about like a roaring lion, was trying to take me out, devour me. Then I went on the attack in the spirit realm and started resisting the devil. I got mad and said in a loud voice, "Get behind me, Satan. You have no place here. You don't belong here. I follow Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one who has the power here, not you. I have put on the armor of God, and I have the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Get behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, you are a liar." I realized this evil attack was trying to make me doubt the power of prayer and the very existence of Papa and Jesus. The enemy, or his evil forces, were trying to make me feel stupid and ashamed, so I would stop praying. Of course, Satan and his minions hate my faith in prayer and my knowledge of God's word that gives me faith to know that Jesus and Papa will never fail me. They have never failed me. No matter what happens, I can look back on decades of knowing Jesus, and I can recognize his love, mercy, supply, and protection. I know he and Papa love me. They want the best for me. They cause all things to work together for good for me. I know that. I absolutely know it. The devil hates my confidence in the Lord and God's word, and he wanted to intimidate me and make me feel like a stupid loser. I don't know how this kind of battle in the spirit really works. I don't believe the devil himself was actually there, since he can't be everywhere at once, and I won't flatter myself that I'm oh so important that he would focus on me personally. I believe this attack was the voice of his lies delivered by his evil minions, and it felt so real. I suppose others have felt the intense spiritual battle in this way as well, or through other emotions such as fear, jealousy, rage, self-loathing, etc. I kept praying out loud. I kept fighting with the power of the Holy Spirit, even though I was reeling and felt destabilized. I kept resisting the devil with God's word, quoting Bible verses that affirm Jesus' power over the darkness. And then, as quickly as the battle erupted, it ended. It was a fight, but I won. Jesus won. And the end of the story is, I have become a warrior. I had been enjoying a sweet, tender, beautiful relationship with Jesus and Papa, as we would commune together with such intimacy. I was a sweet old lady. But now? No way. Now I am a warrior, and I have gone to battle with the devil's evil minions and the devil himself. Now that roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he can devour has become a scared little rat that has slinked away in fear. And it's only the beginning. I won't quit. I will continue believing God's word, trusting in his goodness, and being a voice for truth in this fallen world. And with that testimony, she sent me this picture, which illustrates the fact that she has changed from that sweet old lady to a warrior for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Here is a message from Jesus that encourages us all to continue to fight the good fight. Nothing can destabilize you or move you when you're placing your faith in me. But you say, Lord, I am destabilized. I'm shaken. I feel my feet of faith wobbling beneath me. How can my faith keep me stable when I feel like I'm falling? Even if you feel that your faith is shaken, if you have taken a stance, determined to stand strong in the power of my might, then you will not be moved, and you can have full faith that your stand is sure. Remind yourself of the promises I have made in my word, that when you put on my whole armor, you will be able to stand against the schemes of the enemy. Resist your adversary, standing firm in the faith, and believe that he will flee from you. Even if you feel unstable and wobbly, because you've taken a stand of faith, you can trust that I will keep you from falling. Remember, the victory that overcomes is your faith, not your feelings. Come up to higher ground, to the hills of praise, and hide yourself in my presence and protection. I will nourish you and cherish you all the days of your life. And in the life to come, I will reward you for your faithfulness. One day you will revel in a place of unimaginable beauty. One day you will know a love and joy so complete, so all-encompassing, so perfect, that it is unimaginable to you at this time. It is not possible for you to imagine even a fraction of the splendor, glory, perfection, and completion that awaits you in the realm beyond. You, who are now small, weak, and weary, will inherit the very kingdom of God.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.